So as I said, most conservation funding comes from governments and NGOs, public and philanthropic, right? Public money goes to the government or is government money, and philanthropy is donating to nonprofit organizations or non-governmental organizations. So where does this money come from? Well, some government funding is multinational, meaning a consortium of government bodies that work together to create a pool of resources for conservation. One of those is known as the Global Environment Facility, the GEF, that has different priorities in different years. And then the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, the IUCN, which is an arm of the UN, the United Nations. And these big multinational entities get money from governmental contributions and also wealthy philanthropists that contribute to them. And they give money to governments and nonprofits around the world to implement programs. So they might want to implement conservation actions that align with the Aichi targets, for example. And then at the national level, there's a lot of government funding for conservation as well. So U.S. government, federal government funding. We in the United States have sort of a user pays and the public benefits system. So you might remember the Pittman, Robertson, and Johnson Dingell Acts that set up the excise tax on ammunition and fishing gear. You pay to enter the National Park Service, and that goes to conservation work. The Farm Bill, which is what funds the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and that has the USDA, our U.S. government SDA, has programs like the NRCS, shown on this slide here, the National Resources Conservation Service, which provides funding for land and water conservation and for farming practices that are more sustainable. And so those are national level funding sources that help with conservation. But of course, those are subject to political vagaries, right? Different presidents will have different emphasis in the budgets for these things. Now, the other big piece then comes from these NGOs, non-governmental organizations. And there are probably thousands, if not tens of thousands of them all over the world. They're international, they're national, and they're local in scope. And they rely on donors. So you might be getting, right now, this time of year, you might be getting things in your mail asking for donations from, you know, the World Wildlife Fund or from Oceana or from the Wilderness Society. And they're large and small. They come in all different sizes and work in all different scope. So some of the big ones you guys might have heard of are Conservation International. It's probably the largest. The big three are World Wildlife Fund, Nature Conservancy, and Conservation International. They're considered, they are the world's biggest nonprofit organizations and in conservation. And then there's others like BirdLife International. And there's many, many, many smaller ones that have work more locally on the ground, less with policy and more with action. And those include things like Oceana, which is this logo here, SEBA, which is my small nonprofit. We work on tropical forest conservation, and then the Wilderness Society, for example. So there's many, 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 many of these. And, you know, if you donate to them, you get a tax break. So there's some financial incentives for being a philanthropist. And then some money comes from private individuals and individual corporations, for-profit corporations. So, for example, Sting, you know, the singer, lead singer of Police, Leonardo DiCaprio, the actor, and Harrison Ford are all examples of, you know, celebrities who have given a lot of money for conservation. And companies like Patagonia, makers of outdoor equipment, they also are big funders of conservation. And then, of course, you and I, like our $10 we give to World Wildlife Fund or the $25 we send to SEBA or the Nature Conservancy, these donations add up to fund conservation. But remember that it's woefully inadequate, $52 billion out of the $300 or $400 billion that is needed.